2, the fetter of superficiality. The word superficiality is derived from superficial. Superficial is defined as of, relating to, being near, or forming the surface. Hence, displaying a lack of thoroughness and care, and only outwardly apparent rather than genuine or actual. So in the present context, superficiality means acting from the surface. Acting from the surface of ourselves. Acting without thoroughness or care. Acting in outward appearance only rather than genuinely or actually. Now, why do we act in this way? Superficially. What is the reason for our superficiality? The reason is that we are divided. More often than not, the conscious, rational surface is divided from the unconscious, emotional depth. We act out of intellectual conviction, but we do not succeed in carrying the emotions with us. Sometimes, of course, we act out of the fullness of our emotions, but then, only too often, the rational mind holds back, perhaps even does not approve. In either case, we do not act totally. We do not act with the whole of ourselves, and therefore we do not really act. We are not wholehearted in what we do. And this state of affairs is very general. We could say that superficiality is one of the greatest curses of the modern age. Matthew Arnold, more than 100 years ago, spoke of our sick hurry, our divided aims. And that just about describes the situation. We are in a hurry, a sick hurry, yet our aims are divided. We don't really and truly do anything. We don't do it with the whole force of our being. When we love, we don't really love. And when we hate, we don't really hate. We don't even really think. We half do all these things. And it's the same, only too often, when we take up the spiritual life, when we try to follow the Dharma Vinaya. We meditate with only part of ourselves. We communicate with only part of ourselves. And we work, perhaps, only with part of ourselves. We go for refuge, even, as we think, only with part of ourselves. And consequently, we don't get very far. We don't really grow. We don't really develop, we don't carry the whole of our being along with us, so to speak. A small part of us is prospecting ahead, but the greater part is lagging far behind. So breaking the fetter of superficiality means acting with the whole of ourselves, acting with thoroughness and care. Acting genuinely and actually. It means, in a word, committing ourselves to the spiritual life, committing ourselves to being a true individual.